let's keep it lighthearted with the last question. Is it true that your dad went to jail for hacking the IRS?
Yes. You're out of touch. I'm out of time. But I'm out of my head when you're not around.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. All right, everybody. Yeah. Welcome back to the Quarter Life Podcast, where we talk about news, booze, and Tom Cruise. This is episode 26, I think. And we're just trying to cure the loneliness epidemic / pandemic. Nelson Mandela. Martin Luther King. Lumi Ray.
Oh.
What do all these people have in common? These are three American legends. And one of them we have on the podcast today. She is an ex-chef from Northern California, turned adult entertainer at the moment, in California still. So the first thing I wanted to ask you really quick is, because when I was coming up with topics and questions for you, I noticed one trend, which is that every single topic and question I came up for you was corny as fuck. It's like, okay, what's it like, you know, sucking on a 13-inch dick? You know, eating a hot dog without chewing, is that possible? Are cucumbers better in a salad or up your ass? These are all corny questions that I'm sure you've heard 10,000 fucking times. So I guess my first question is kind of a cop-out, which is, what do you wish people asked you during all these podcasts that you're on? You know, you said 2023 is the year of the podcast. You're doing all these content and shows. Like, what do you wish people asked you, and what are you bored of people asking you?
I think I wish people would ask me more. I like the ones where they ask me about my favorite kinds of scenes to shoot, or my process with scenes, or like what it was like being a chef. I think an annoying one is always, what's your favorite meal to cook, or what's your favorite position and stuff. Like those ones, I don't like the what's your favorite. I like the what's your process and what's your...
Things that are a little more in depth,
That I can kind of give more of a little story to.
Wow, thank God you can't see my screen right now, because my first two questions are, what's your favorite position and what's your favorite dish? But let me go ahead and deepen this up. So my favorite dish that I make, let's say that back, you know, in my single days, I had a lady coming over, was penne vodka. For some reason, penne vodka has the ladies just, I mean, this is why I have three kids now, you know what I mean? Is your process? I don't actually. What is your process with making your favorite dish? I mean, you're talking about process. What is that back from your chef days?
Right. I think with the process, when I was a chef, I really loved setting up the kitchen, honestly, and then coming up with recipes or writing down the specials of the day. My OCD was very, it made me, my OCD come all the time. But
oh my God, all right.
And I think with cooking at home, I loved Southeast Asian food, so I loved getting to go down that kind of aisle at the grocery store, which was the ethnic food aisle, and kind of just gathering things, even if it was for just one dish. But it was always fun because I never worked in restaurants that were like that. I worked in French restaurants mostly, so.
Yeah. I mean, the other day I went to Trader Joe's and I bought some frozen Kung Pao chicken, so I'm kind of the same way in that sense, a Southeast Asian. I think that's Southeast Asian.
I think it's Chinese. Something
around there.
Yeah.
So in a French restaurant, is it true? I've seen a bunch of TikToks of people working in restaurants being like, this is grueling, gruesome work. Every detail matters. It's like being at war. Like your sous chefs are like your soldiers next to you. It's an orchestra. Yeah. Is it really like
that? That's kind of what it really is like that. And that was probably my favorite part. It's very much like being on set, actually, because everybody has their duties. Everybody has to put in the work in order for everything to harmonize, and the end result is always worth it. You always feel pretty fulfilled. So that's why I try to tell people with the porn, it's very much fulfilling in that sense. Just more money.
Yeah, I could definitely see people sweating all around you, trying to, chop up an onion in under 30 seconds, and you're just in your fucking element. You know, it's kind of therapy for you, right?
Yeah, it is. Especially, it kind of helps you minimize everything else in your life. If you had a fight with a boyfriend, I would go to work and it was, being on the line and getting all that kind of like pent up feeling the aggression out.
Wow, so you take out all that aggression on an onion, right? You take that knife and just chop the fuck out of that onion.
Cook, get the fucking ticket wheel cleared. I can't even watch that show because I had PTSD dreams. The
Hell's
Bear.
Kitchen?
No, The Bear on Hulu.
The Bear.
That one.
I haven't seen that one. What is that?
Oh, it's like probably the most realistic show adaptation I've seen of like cooking and that lifestyle. That and then that Anthony Bourdain book are pretty much explain every feeling and environment of being a cook.
Oh, I thought you were talking about I thought you were talking about Cocaine Bear for a second.
Oh my God!
I don't know if you heard about that movie.
Oh my God, if that was like working in a kitchen, it kind of is.
It probably is, right? You're just a bear on fucking 10,000 pounds of coke. So if cooking was this therapeutic, like natural thing for you, it seems like it was natural for you. What made you kind of just do a 180 and a half on your life? I'm sure this is just another one of those questions you've answered 19 million times, but
I like it though.
Okay.
I always did like nude modeling. I felt I knew pretty early on I felt comfortable with sex as well as being naked and in front of a camera. So
okay.
When I decided to kind of pivot, it wasn't too much of a 180, but more of just a little shift. I just started with OnlyFans. I was still working in the kitchen, but I remember like, I never checked my phone. If I'm on the line, I never check my phone. I couldn't stop checking my phone that day, just like wow. With the new subscribers. I didn't have a huge social media following, but just anybody who was subscribing and made like $1,000 in the first 12 hours. And I was kind of just like, I make that much in an 8-hour shift. So,
but you know, a lot of people, like, I know this one girl who like tried doing OnlyFans, and all that happened is that like 15 people gave her $5 and now her nudes are out, and she didn't, other than that, she didn't make any money. How were you immediately so successful? Did you have any clout before? Or?
I think I just kind of knew the strategy was to promote on Twitter and Reddit. And I always tell girls that I'm like, you're not allowed to promote on Instagram, you'll get flagged. And then I guess TikTok, but TikTok you have to be a little more kind of sneaky with it, but you can make one post and that post can blow up, and then all of a sudden you have like,
that's a
30 new subscribers to 200.
It's a beautiful
new subscribers
thing.
It is.
Yeah, your Twitter is wild. Yeah. I actually checked it out today at work to do some research. Just to see like how a tweet, you know, what is her mind going through these days. And right. I did get fired, but other than that, it was a great Twitter experience. So I mean, I know that feeling. I remember when this podcast started blowing up a little bit, I mean, I couldn't pay attention to anything else. You know, I'm just looking at the comments, I'm looking at the likes, you know, I'm getting into fights in the comments, which is not even like me. I mean, I turn into an animal.
Yeah,
honestly,
you get, it's definitely a serotonin boost. So it's like
crazy. It's crazy.
It's annoying because I definitely catch myself some days being like, but it feels good. It feels so good.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, I've posted like three first thirst traps in my life. And I was like, oh, this is why girls do this man. It was like,
it's about.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
Fuck, let me just do this every day.
Yeah. And then fucking a week later, you're on an airplane to Arizona shooting for exploited college girls. And you're just like, how did this happen?
Holy shit. Okay, so hold on. So when did you start modeling?
I kind of like did some shoots here and there when I was like fresh 18, obviously. Yeah, didn't do porn until 24.
Because that's kind of... That first step, I feel like, is the biggest one. Going from like just a regular teenager to like shooting nude as a model, like that, I feel like is a bigger step than going from shooting nude to OnlyFans, you know?
Right.
How did you take that first step?
I just felt comfortable enough a few times in front of the camera, just either out in nature in the studio, and just I've had like very good sized breasts. So
okay.
I think I knew those were like a really great asset for me. As soon as I take them out, people love
money
that.
Starts flying.
And these came in when I was like 15, so
holy shit, how did your life change when you were 15 and just you know,
it literally was like one summer I feel like I was everyone's like home girl, and then all of a sudden, oh, she's got She's got a little something
Wow.
going on now. Yeah, now it's even more fun when I go back to town and everybody
Oh
has
boy.
seen more.
For Thanksgiving, right? Oh my
Yeah,
God.
for
You go
Thanksgiving. Oh
back to
my
your high
God.
school bar. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Was it interesting, like at 15, navigating, like having this kind of trying to come up for funny names for your tits at the moment, but I can't.
It's
These this
okay.
golden ticket, right? This golden
Right,
ticket
golden
at
ticket.
15, and suddenly, like you said, everyone wants to be your friend, and then suddenly everyone wants to smash, and you're like 15. How did you navigate those delicate years from 15 to, let's say, 18 to 21? Did you have like a defense mechanism or support system or anything like that?
I mean, kind of. My mom let me know. She's like, well, it's not your personality. But so I tried to develop that. I had like a boyfriend from 17 to for like a year, and that was good.
Was he
Last
30?
time, no, he was like a year older than
No?
me. But
Okay.
then I turned 18 and I started dating a 33-year-old. And I've always dated older, and I will say, now that I'm like a grown woman, I look back, I'm like, every time they would always say, well, your body is like a woman, and now I'm like, oh, that's not.
Right, it's like that Demi Lovato song. She dated
I
like a
think I
29-year-old
know.
when she was 17
Yeah,
or
she
something, and now
dated
she's 29.
and she dated Fez, I think, from that
Fez.
70s show. That's who it
God, out
was.
of all 29-year-olds in the world, the fucking Fez dispenser.
The
Jesus.
fucking Fez dispenser.
You fucking start posting pictures of you tossing different types of salads, not just in the kitchen, on
Yes.
OnlyFans.
Yes.
And you start getting a little bit of attention. You start making $1,000 in one day like that. And then what, some Ron Jeremy calls you and says, come to Arizona, or what happened exactly?
I think he was in prison.
Oh, thank
yeah,
God.
but pretty much that type of person, yeah, reached out over Twitter and was like, are your boobs natural? Even though so many in porn are not natural. He's like, are your boobs natural? I said, yeah. It's like, you would be a star. So I was like,
Wow.
wow, okay, I should probably at least try to see if that's a thing. Oh yeah, I flew to Arizona, shot two scenes, three scenes, two scenes. The rest is history. I've been shooting and tossing salads,
What
playing with a lot of
was
meat.
I mean, there you go. That sounds like a Tuesday for me.
Yeah.
But how that first scene, was it like a casting couch type of thing? Like, okay, we're
Yeah.
gonna try you out.
Yeah.
Really? So the casting couch is real.
Yeah,
So
because
they do one not filmed to see if you actually could do it, and then they do one that's filmed.
or we do one that's like they're both on the internet, you could go watch, but the first one wasn't
Link in the bio.
scripted. Yeah, wasn't scripted. It was yeah, that was Exploited College Girls, and that was with Tyler Nixon. And
No way. Love that. I mean, I don't know who that is, but I love that dude. I love
Love
that
that
fucking guy.
name.
He's so chill.
Yeah, so did
Yeah,
that
sometimes I'll
one.
watch him bang and I'm like, I feel like we would be boys,
You
like
probably
in another
he's super
life,
choice.
you know?
Yeah, he's just like a cute little surfer boy. He likes to adventure. He doesn't he's very good at
I could
stuff.
see that.
He was like the first person I met who was very good at separating his life from that. Like his social media, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't tell, right?
No. But
That's amazing.
yeah, and then the second one was Backroom Casting Couch, and that was my first anal scene, and that one was scripted, and it's like supposed to be like they're trying me out, and then they don't pay me, but they did pay me. Like there's no fucking way
Oh.
that would like, yeah.
Okay.
But
It's like porn inception.
so many people are always like, did you actually get paid? Not get paid? I was like, yeah, it's fucking assholes.
Let me ask you this. You're walking into that first scene. Just a week ago, you were
Just a
preparing steak
chef,
frites,
right?
and now you're walking
Actually,
into this. Are you fucking nervous at all? I mean, or are you just like game seven? You got that look in your head, like, I need to drop 40 points right now and change my life.
I think it was the second one. Yeah, I
Wow.
didn't feel nervous for some reason. I think it was because, so I went, but I didn't let anybody know. That could have gone really bad. Didn't let anyone know
Yes, yeah,
where I
most
was
definitely.
going or what I was doing or why I was going there until after the fact. I like FaceTime my friends. I'm like, hey.
Whoa.
But I
Wow.
think it was because it was a very personal decision. a very personal journey that I was like, if I ask, like, I already knew I wanted to do it. If I ask, I will talk myself out of it because of everyone else being like, that's insane. Why would you do that? But I did it and I don't regret it and I'm still doing it. So
did you know in that moment, this is like, this is it. This is when I either go left or right, fork in the road in my life.
Yeah. Tyler, after we got done, he just gives me a high five. He's like, you fuck like a champ. So I was like, yeah,
what
I mean,
guy.
Tyler Nixon's saying that, then
what
I feel
a guy.
Pretty good. I feel pretty good about it. But yeah.
How's his dick?
It's lovely. It's fucking thick, but it's good. Especially when you look at him and you meet him, he's like not super tall. He looks like fucking Zac Efron.
Oh, that's so fire. Let me ask you this. Okay, thank you for sharing all that, by the way. I also heard that you walked off a porn set once.
I did.
What the hell happened? How on earth can you piss off Lumi Ray?
So it's not the most valid reason. And I was even willing to pay a kill fee, which is like, okay, you wasted people's day, but it was for not like the best company. And the guy that was directing was being super fucking weird. Just not, if you're gonna be a director, you need to be efficient. You need to direct. You need to like, let me know what's happening. And he was just like being weird, not really like communicating what the fuck we were doing. And then I grabbed the script. And he's like, oh, we're not gonna go by the script. So then, and then he was also the male talent. So I was like, this just doesn't feel right.
What do you mean he was also the main talent?
Like he was
also
gonna like have sex with
in
us.
The scene.
Yeah, and I was like, this just I don't like that. I don't like when it's like the director is also like, I just know the company was just trying to save money, but I'm like, this guy obviously isn't supposed to be directing. He is awful. And just his personality. And that's a big thing for me. I could fuck an ugly dude. I can't fuck somebody who sucks. Like their personality.
Wow.
I was just
okay.
Like,
I like to hear that.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
was just like, I'm leaving. He just was not doing well. And then so by the time he was like, okay, so here's the next scene. I was just like, yeah, I'm sorry. I just told him. I was like, I just like don't want to fuck you, so I'm gonna go.
You know what that sounds like? That almost sounds like he was just some dude that came off the street.
That's why.
And wasn't actually even with
That's
the company.
Why I
he was
like,
oh, don't look at the script.
Don't look at the script.
No, no. Oh, and by the way, I'm
yeah,
fucking.
That's why I was just like, this feels like a scam.
Did you learn how to vet better for like companies and contracts? And
yeah. I mean, I'm not even with the agency I was with when that happened anymore because I've now figured out like who actually has my best interests at heart, who's actually got my back.
Let me ask you this. What does it mean to be a porn director? Is it like an orchestra? Is he there like, okay, trombones,
yes,
trumpets,
squirt,
like
anal, doggy.
He's directing like the positions
yep.
and
this is like one that they'll have us do. I wish I could do it in person for you, but they'll be like, okay, now open up to the camera. So then we have to like do this, hold our legs. Oh God. And have like show penetration. That's mostly what a porn director does.
And they cut that out, right? They cut the part out where they're telling you to do that, right? Because I never heard
no.
that.
If that, I feel like we should do like an uncut director's version sometime.
Bloopers and B-roll. Oh my
if it's
God.
Like a director I'm pretty close with, they'll let me film like behind the scenes and bloopers on my phone for like OnlyFans.
For OnlyFans, wow, that is that is creative. That's awesome. Oh man. Yeah, it always looks so natural from my point of view.
Oh,
it looks
good.
Like wow, these people
that's,
like
that means they're doing a good
have
job.
Known each other for years.
Yeah.
They love each other. It's crazy. You wouldn't be able to tell that, you know, Ron Jeremy's in the back, like, okay, now reverse cowgirl, you know. Like, bullshit.
Yeah,
like that.
No. There's always someone there being like, all right, now 3 minutes of doggy. Okay, now let's set up for the pop, which is the cum shot. Do you want it on your face?
Wow.
Do you want it on your boobs? Where you want it? That's usually how. That's just a Wednesday
oh my
for
God.
Me.
You know, I mean, if I if I was a porn, if I was a male porn star, I would have lost my boner like 26 minutes ago, or in my case, 26 seconds ago. Shout out to whoever, you know, Tyler, all those guys for just staying.
Oh yeah, I always say
hard while a director is telling them what to do.
I always say it's lovely that females get paid more, but I definitely feel like being a male talent and male performer is much harder because I show up, I'm whole. Like, it's not a lot I have to do. I mean, I'll flip around and stuff. But yeah, I wouldn't be able to like stay hard. And yeah, through all that, it's like 30 minutes of positions and then having to be like, all right, now we need you to come.
I mean, even myself, after 5 minutes, I start believing in God again, you know, and I've been an atheist since 2017. So I saw you kind of spoke about this on another podcast, but do you have an opinion on kind of Mia Khalifa and Lana Rhodes, what they were talking about porn? It seems like they kind of turned their back on it. They said they regretted that they did it, that they kind of got fucked over doing it. Are you in agree with that camp, or are you kind of like not in agreement?
I am the kind of person that I think there's a little bit of truth to everyone's story, and I want to understand it. Their stance is a little off-putting, considering they chose to do it. Choosing to do porn is a very personal decision. It's a very, you know what you're doing. You know what you're signing up for. Mm-hmm. I've had a great experience. Maybe that wasn't what they had. I know Mia Khalifa had to do a lot more of like race play stuff. I'm sure that's not fun. Lana Rhodes just seems like she was just checked out mentally. So I'm sure when you're not very much in your body, sex or being on set is going to be the best experience for you. But again, I'm like, you both chose to be there. You have to at least hold yourself accountable to that and not try to paint this image, because it's already such a misunderstood industry. But adding to the fire when you already know that like, I don't know, I would rather them just not say anything or maybe speak about their opinions, but be like, but you know, there's other experiences. The same thing with cooking for me. I'm like, there's people that like
hate or love
hate it or love it. Yeah, different restaurants,
underdogs on top,
different sets. Yeah, it's all very personal experiences. I'm not gonna take away from what they've experienced. I just wish they would at least hold themselves accountable for the fact that they chose to do porn. I wonder if they know that they don't have to feel ashamed or hate it just to like be more accepted by society and social media influencer circles that they're in. So I don't know.
I mean, you're actually not the first porn star I've interviewed. I've had Bryn Michaels on. I don't know if you're familiar with her game. But what's funny is like on TikTok and Instagram and whatnot, there's a big anti-porn movement. I don't know if you've experienced it, but it's actually pretty gigantic. Like in the comments, like, let's make porn illegal. Yeah. This is bad. These girls are getting like trafficked, basically. Yeah. Did you ever feel exploited? Did you ever feel like, aside from that one dude who may or may not have been a director, maybe just some dude off the street, did you ever feel exploited, or were you like, this is just like another job, I just get paid more and it's more fun?
That's why I'm like, that's been my experience. I've also been very privileged in the fact that I chose to get into it at the age I did. So it's very easy for me to navigate what situations I want to be a part of, as well as when I need to speak up and put boundaries up. And that's when I'm like, okay, maybe Lana and Mia Khalifa didn't know how to do that. So they did things that they very much didn't want to do. But in porn, we have to go through like consent videos. It's a very like, you have to go through at least like 15 minutes of like, yes, I want to be here. Sign all this paperwork. Like,
oh my
show
God.
Them your IDs. Two forms of IDs.
You know, I used to do that in college. It was when the Me Too movement was just starting. And my friend.
You were like, I need your IDs.
My friend. And I had like really bad anxiety back then. But I was just a worried young man. And my friend, he was living in our basement, actually, because he he got accused of a rape when he didn't do it. And so they like kicked him off campus. But he couldn't go back home. So he was in the basement. We forgot to feed him for a while, actually. But the point is, you know, we'd have a girl. I'd have a girl over and I'd be like, and it would be so not sexy. You know what I mean? Like, there's no sexy way to be like, you're sure you're down, right?
I just really need to make sure.
Like, actually, can you write that down in my, like.
Can you write? I have actually three forms of paperwork you to do. Also, can you look into this camera and say,
that's exactly what that sounds like.
I want to have sex with this man.
So you didn't feel, you don't feel exploited by the porn industry, maybe because of your age and you're a little wiser and you're like, this is a scam, this is dangerous. And maybe those other porn stars started when they were like 20, 18. They have no idea what the real world is.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I try to understand. Like, I I'm sure they were put in situations. I don't think that means we need to fully like make porn illegal.
Right.
And I mean, even since I've gotten in, they've like, I've seen like the weirdos and people that do shitty things get kind of weeded out.
Yeah. Even really? Okay.
In the last year. So yeah, it's like, it's progressively getting better. And there's like ethical porn companies now, porn companies ran by women. I feel like I'm grateful for the time that I got in and the age. So I know my experience is going to be and already has been drastically different than people that got in when they were, yeah, like fresh 18-year-olds.
Do you have any opinion on people saying that like porn is bad for men? Do you have any opinion on that? Or
I don't want to say it's a dumb opinion. I think I'm not going to say it's the same thing as like letting your dude follow, you know, Instagram models. But I mean, it's more like, I wouldn't want to be with a dude if like he just needed to jerk off that much. Or
like, what's too much?
Yeah, like I don't know,
like once is once a day
20 times a day. Whoa. I think once a day is fine. I think what women worry about is, okay, he's gonna go watch this porno and think like we need to have sex that way. Most of the time, even men who do porn don't want to have sex that way.
Really?
I think that's what they all forget, or they all just aren't aware of, because that's how I would feel. I'd be like, well, I don't want to do the jackrabbit for 20 minutes. Like, that's awful. I understand if women are like, I don't want my dude watching porn and thinking I have to like be a squirter to be hot, or do the splits and twerk on his dick and, you know, all this crazy shit. Because honestly, your dude probably doesn't even want you do that. We watch, even when I watch porn, I watch porn that I know isn't like something I'm gonna get out of real life. Or I'll watch porn, like a really good scene I did with someone.
Wow, okay, gassing yourself up. All right. What is your favorite category?
I'll say I liked watching my Balesa scene. Balesa's a fun company to shoot for. It's very, they shoot like real. They want you to do real porn, so I'm just myself in it and having sex with somebody who I like. It's nice. I never really got into the stepsister, stepbro stuff, but
that annoys
me.
I
really like MILF porn. Because, well, now I've shot with some MILFs, but I think I loved that for a while, because I was like, when am I gonna have sex with a woman, and like a married woman in her 40s? That was always what I liked.
You want to know me what it is?
Yes.
Because it always catches people by surprise until they realize that it's the best.
Can I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Guess.
Hentai?
Oh, no. I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, but I'll tell you what it is. My favorite is the entire company, Property Sex. The entire...
The real estate one?
The real estate porn.
Okay.
There's just nothing like, a businesswoman wanting
really
to list your house,
and
you know.
And she's just like, you know, what would make these kitchen
countertops. You know what I mean? Because I'm a big fan of HGTV when I'm not jerking off.
Oh, that makes sense.
And you know, you mix that with nudity. It's like, wow, look at these. You know what I could get you for these marble counters? $2 million. What the fuck? And then they bang.
And then they bang. All right. So. I could see that. That actually sounds pretty hot.
Give it a chance, guys.
Give it a chance. Okay, I'll go watch some real estate porn.
Skip the hentai. Go to Property Sex. Okay, everybody.
You're like, no, bitch. Go look at some nice houses while you're at it. I'll let you know when I do a real estate scene.
We'll put it in the bio, guys. I guess for me, you know, back to what you were saying about girls being mad at their boyfriends for porn. You know, it's like, for me, or guys, like, guys need to just once a day let it out. Or, you know, I mean, I tried doing this, that nofap thing, the no jerking off,
no jerking off November
last month in January.
Oh,
and, you know, yeah I just said fuck November, it's Thanksgiving, like, you know.
I'm gonna
eat turkey. Yeah, like, come on. So January, and by January 3rd I stuck my dick in a pencil sharpener. I mean, it's at Walmart. So it's like, I need to jerk off so that I don't do shit like that, you know, so that we stay calm and just level.
It's honestly dangerous if you don't jerk off.
So
I get that.
ladies let your man watch. Yes. What were you saying?
Well, the other thing too, I get it. I know, like, women are insecure, but I just want every woman to know, whatever Instagram model he follows, whatever, if he's watching my porn, even if it's my ex-boyfriend, hey, it didn't work out for a reason, but people are sexual creatures. People like to watch people being jerk off. But you know what's really gonna win him is just not being insecure.
Not caring,
don't
huh?
go
Or
through
watching together.
Yeah. Or just like, don't go through the likes. Don't go through his following. Just don't. Just eat it. Just keep it inside. Eventually it'll go away.
You heard it here first, ladies. Fuck The View. Listen to the Quarter Life Podcast. We'll give real advice here, okay?
Yeah, seriously. Or at least just don't let them know you're insecure. Because when I see, like, certain exes or people have had to block me, I'm always like, why? Why are you giving me that power? I should be controlling your relationship.
Oh, so you noticed that. Okay.
Oh, I know. Like I said, though, I will check, but not tell him. That I checked.
One thing about Lumi Ray is she likes to shoot in interesting places. Is that correct?
I mean, I just did that. I shot.
You were just in Alaska,
Tahoe.
Right?
Tahoe.
Oh, Tahoe. Okay.
I don't know
okay.
if I go all the way to Alaska to shoot. No, mm-hmm. yeah, me and my friend Anna Claire Clouds, another amazing porn star. We went to Tahoe to visit a friend and. Yeah, shot some fun stuff. Now me and her have the travel bug. We're like, okay, where to next? Where are we gonna go film ourselves having sex next?
Yeah, I saw that on your story. I feel like that would be a great porn company or OnlyFans, you know, is to like just chicks on the run or something.
Chicks
you know, like
on
you
the
guys
run.
Are just
from Thelma
all over
Louise
the world.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, Iceland, you know, South Africa mm-hmm. with kangaroos, Australia. You know, mm-hmm. that would be, you know, you raise some money and just where do you guys want us to go next?
Oh my God, literally.
Talk to me about Lust Cinema. What is Lust Cinema? It seems like this is your new venture. Is that true?
Yeah, I just had a movie come out with them. It's one of those like ethical porn companies, woman owned. Erica Lust, she is a Swedish, I think, Swedish or Spanish director based in Barcelona. Yeah, she started Lust Cinema. And when I shoot that, it's more acting and the sex scene is literally like 15 minutes and they say you can shoot, you don't have to open up to the camera, you don't have to do any positions, you just get to have sex how you want to have sex. We need at
wow,
least
so it's a little softer.
Minutes. Yeah, it's more like artsy and it's very fun. It's my like one of my favorite companies to shoot for because it feels more like a project that I'm working on. So
and you actually have to act
fun.
And there's a storyline
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, and they like made the characters kind of based off of they knew who they wanted, you know, in the movie. So it was very easy for me to when they said that I was like, okay, I can get into character a little easier. It's fun.
Wow, maybe Hollywood's next for you. What do you say about that? I mean, now you're getting into real acting. Look at that.
Maybe I'm hoping to segue a little more into comedy and then maybe acting more. Yeah, if there's some raunchy HBO show wants me, then I'm all for it.
So
I'm
like stand up?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I've written some stuff out, but I'm very scared to do it.
I mean, look, I don't think you can be scared of anything anymore. You know what I mean?
You're
ballsier
surprised.
Than me, than all of us.
You still
get scared? You still get, you know, stage fright about things?
Yeah. I'm way more comfortable if I'm surrounded by nakedness versus gay up on a stage and people are in clothing. Like, that sounds way more nerve-wracking than to go do porn. It's easier for me to do porn than do a TikTok. Like, I can't, like... It's going to be very hard when I try to go do stand-up.
So you literally need to picture everyone in the crowd naked when you go up there.
Literally. That's the only thing I'm going to... That's going to help me be able to, like, not pass out.
My God.
Now,
that's
Even just
inspiring.
Talking about it just got me...
It also sounds like you have a pretty epic, maybe not epic, maybe traumatizing, actually, acid story. Is that true?
Yes. I've only done acid once. I don't know if I'll ever do it again. But first of all, did it inside someone's garage. Already not really the best environment at nighttime.
Even sober, I'd bug out. Oh my God.
At nighttime, I was with two of my friends that were or four friends. They were all couples. And then it was me and this guy who we just like hooked up a few times. We were a couple and we all did acid together. And I thought I microdosed and did not. My friend gave me some drops wine and I blasted off. But the other thing is everyone else wasn't having a good trip. I wasn't having a good trip, but somehow I like pause my trip and started taking care of my friend who got sick. And she was like, just tell me a story. So I start telling her stories and just like rubbing her head while she's like throwing up. After my friend was kind of okay, I just like put myself under a blanket and kind of blasted off a few times, saw some shit. and
that didn't feel good though, like blasting off in a garage.
Like,
no,
but like with ayahuasca, you have so many moments of like, oh fuck, okay, like you're tripping, but you're still kind of grounded, and it just making everything in here kind of shift. Acid, or at least the acid we did. I did not have any profound insights. I just was, I was just seeing pixelated shit, and was high for like also 28 hours. I show up at my mom's house the next morning. She knew exactly what happened because I show up at her house and I'm like, I had to see you. You are the only proof that I am real. And she's like, you did. I'll go get you a burger. Go hop in the bathtub.
Oh, so your mom's cool like that. She knows like the deal.
Yeah, no, she's dope. She knows about everything. She literally, there's not a single thing she doesn't know.
Your mom knows about the porn and the OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
Has she ever gone on the site? She's never seen it, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, somebody else said, she told me someone asked her if she watches, and she's like, why would I do that? She's accepting of it, but it's not like she wants that in her face.
Right, no, I mean, that's understandable. So she's kind of your support system, though, right? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I just had a couple of weed experiences, and after that, I realized if I can't handle this, I can't go up to the big leagues.
Honestly,
I mean, I had a weed brownie, and I thought I had two tongues.
Oh,
mushrooms?
No. Oh no!
Yeah, so I thought I had two tongues, and I walked around this field near my dorm on my college, and there were people playing football, and I walked around it for 45 minutes. They thought I was like a cop or something, but I was just like, I need to. I don't think I'm alive
right
now.
This
fucking Mark. Yeah, this guy's. What is he doing? I was just walking around them for 45 minutes. Yeah, this one time I did a bong rip, and I wanted to impress everyone there, so I cleared the whole thing, and it was Keith.
And
I got my first panic attack ever, and I didn't know it was a panic attack. I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, I think that.
So I'm in a room with all these frat guys, right? And I have type 1 diabetes, and they don't know this, right? And so I'm thinking, okay, I'm having a heart attack. Once the ambulance comes, no one here knows I have diabetes, so I need to tell them. Now, I'm so high now that I have a counter going on in my head, like, you're going to have a heart attack in 10, 9, 8, right? So I run to the living room as the counter in my head gets to, like, 2, and I scream, hey, everybody, I have diabetes! And they're, like, stoned playing Mario Kart, right? And they're just like, I'll never forget their face. They were like, what?
And?
and then I just stood there waiting to like collapse and have a heart attack and then go to the hospital, and nothing happened. Stood there.
Yeah.
And they sat me down and were like, dude, you're just really fucking high. They gave me like a Diet Coke and walked me home. But after that, I'll stick to Coors Light and Heartbreak.
And
you know,
Heartbreak,
nothing else.
You're like just chasing the tail.
Exactly.
That reminds me of the time I accidentally smoked salvia. Not that a ball rip would have been better, but I accidentally smoked salvia, and that was, I thought the floor was gone.
Please go into that.
I thought the floor was gone. I was 14. I was a freshman at a party. I go into my friends. I had like, again, bunch of guy friends. This was before tits. Before these grew in.
Okay,
so
okay.
I was just one of the boys and thought I was, doing a ball rip. Later, I overhear my friends and they're like, damn, that zombie is so strong. And I'm like, that what now?
Oh my God.
And then it really hit. And I was like, I just got carried throughout the party because I thought the floor was gone.
Did you enter any other dimension when you did salvia? Because I only know one salvia story, and it's this comedian, Ari Shaffir.
Oh, I love him.
And he... I don't know if you know this about him. He did salvia. I think it's on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, shit.
And it lasted 10 minutes. But in his head, he went underwater and started a new family and friends.
Oh, my God.
And he thought he was under there for like 6 months. He like could recite his family's names, his friends' names, what they did for a living. And he came back 10 minutes later, like, and he like couldn't breathe because he thought he was a fish. So they're like giving him water, and he's like, I'm not supposed to drink water. You breathe water, right?
He's like, and
you're
fish.
Not a fucking fish.
Oh my god, that's insane.
I guess yours didn't go that bad, thank no. God. Because I mean, even
I
at 14,
yeah,
how do you deal with that?
Atlantis or anything? I was just like, oh, the floor's missing. Not a chill.
Yeah, okay.
That one's not chill. That's not a recreational one either. But I think Jeez. You should try mushrooms. I think you would really like them.
A little microdose of mushrooms, you mm-hmm. think? Mm-hmm. Even now, maybe now that I'm a real adult, you know,
yeah.
maybe it could work. Hopefully I don't send nudes in the family group chat again. But let me ask you this. You mentioned earlier that like porn stars, they don't even like to have sex that way in their personal lives, right? Like, like they perform that way in front of the camera. They turn into fucking rock stars. Mm-hmm. Then in your personal lives, like how do you fuck?
I feel like a lot of us, because we don't get to do it a lot because it's not, you know, mm-hmm. the best shot. Now I really love missionary. I think we all love like getting, yeah, we are like getting to really be in that moment with someone is like so much more special now because I'm doing all the crazy shit at work. You know, I'm getting flipped around. I'm
Whoa.
Getting fucked in the air. I'm twerking. I'm doing all the crazy stuff that like when it's time to do it with somebody, I'm just like, I just want to be in that moment with you. So.
After all that, I've steered clear of that position for so many years because it gets such a bad rap, and we've gone full circle. We're back there. We're back to the beginning.
I think it's back. I think it's like the new hot thing, especially once this comes out.
Right.
Because,
oh, yeah.
It's a great position. It's definitely underrated.
What about tempo?
Tempo, yeah. I mean, I love all kinds. I like to start off slow and then, start getting like...
Jackrabbit?
Yeah. And that's fun for like 3 minutes. But when like somebody thinks like, oh, 30 minutes, I'm like, no, dude, I get that all the time. Mm. Like, I don't want to be sore after. I think that's what they forget.
You have to vary the
speeds. I gotta make sure she can't walk after. So and I'm just like, no.
It's crazy. We really don't know what women want. Yeah. It's so crazy. Because we all think that. We all think like, dude, I blew her back out. Like, yo, she's gonna need a wheelchair tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, she is not.
I blame the
and
rap.
We're just like,
I blame rap songs for doing that. I don't even think it's my industry's mm-hmm. fault. I think it's the rapper's fault because they talk about it way too much. Like, mm-hmm. I remember hearing like, either a T-Pain or like a Omarion song when I was a kid, and I was just like, why would you? I didn't know what he was talking about. I was like, my God, put his girl in a wheelchair?
yeah, exactly.
She's limping to the bathroom. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, when I'm done with you, you'll be disabled. Yeah. It's like, what the
That's
fuck?
That's why. I'm like,
what the fuck?
No, just so everyone knows, it's not good sex. Even when I do those shoots, I'm very upset after because I'm like, oh, I need
oh, really?
A break.
So after like
if it's like a big, big, big guy, it's like a big, yeah.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
So after a Godzilla type of porn scene, like, what are your feelings? Are you euphoric? Are you kind of like, I need a Gatorade?
I mean, it's like a little bit of like, oh, like euphoric. So happy it's over. And just kind of like calculating my head what I need to do when I get home to like make sure it's all good.
Oh, you have like a whole procedure post.
Yeah, Epsom salt bath, salt arnica, if it's really bad.
Wow, you're like an athlete.
Yeah. So far, yeah, I literally said that today. I saw Pauly Shore at Equinox, and I was telling him about, I was like, no, we're like athletes at this point, honestly. I have some friends, like, I'm not a big anal person, but I have some friends who are just the tiniest girls who are the, like, I call them like anal athletes.
So you are in LA, you run into celebrities that maybe recognize you here and there, like, hey, I jerked off to you yesterday.
Only comedians. Only comedians know who I am.
Really? Oh, you're into the comedy
that's
world.
That's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's like mostly what I've dated in the past is comedians.
And you're dating a comedian right now, right? Nicholas?
No.
Oh.
No, I am not dating any comedians right now. I'm actually taking a break from dating them.
Oh, okay.
Take a break from dating that because, yeah, I'm like, I want to be in that world, you know?
Right, okay.
I don't want that to be the only relation I have to it, which is just dating them, so.
Yeah, don't shit where you eat, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's the same thing with porn. I haven't really even dated porn people because I just don't know. I still really date anyone. I think I'm just afraid, but.
Because you have this cooking show on YouTube with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Nathan Bronson?
Nathan. No. I thought it was Nicholas. Yeah, Nathan.
No, yeah. No, he's another porn star. We are not dating. Okay. I adore him, but we are not dating.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that he's destroys my next line of questioning, because I was going to ask, like, how can you date and also do porn? Like, how do you keep those things
separate?
I mean,
you can, though. It is just like, because, I mean, just from watching other couples and marriages and how they all navigate, it's really about communication. And certain people, again, you just have to know what your boundaries are. Like, certain couples I've shot with, no kissing on the mouth. He can, you know, make my ass cheek clap, but but like, I understand, like, if
he can put you in a wheelchair, but he can't kiss you while he does that.
Yeah, or like, too much eye contact, because it's like, there's very little things you get to have with your partner when part of your job is doing that. And so sometimes you kind of have to navigate, like, okay, that doesn't feel good to watch you be like, the little parts of intimacy that you get to have, you may not want. For me, my thing is always like, if you have feelings for another person, I would rather you explore that and just communicate with me rather than do it behind my back. That's always been my thing. I don't like being lied to, but I'm pretty open and I don't really get that jealous anymore, because I briefly dated like a porn guy, and yeah, I'm like, I got turned on watching like his videos pop up and like knowing that like he was giving good dick to some girl. So
that's a very mature mindset, and it's great that you can kind of like separate all the different aspects of your life and whatnot. Yeah. And it sounds like you know what you want. I mean, maybe you're ready to get back in the market. Who knows?
We'll see.
Fellas, Quarter Life Podcast fans, two more questions here. Number one, I really would like to know, dying to know, what does a dick taste like?
What a dick tastes like?
Is it anything like sardines or...
Like the dick itself or cum?
How about both?
How about both?
Yeah.
It really depends on their diet. A dick don't taste like much.
Okay.
Because it's just a flesh. The texture, again, different with everyone. Some guys are uncut. Some guys are cut. Some guys are more veiny. Some guys are more hairy. It's all just more of a texture thing, not really a taste thing. And then when it comes to cum, definitely just depends on diet. I'll say this. More guys I've tasted in the industry than girls have tasted better. I don't know what it is. I think guys just are a little, I don't want to say more insecure, but kind of like most porn dudes I've met. I'm like, porn girls are like, fuck. Like,
really?
I don't care. I gained a few pounds. I'm still hot. You know, people still jerk off to me. I feel like guys, it's funny because it's like, it's always the girl who's the main, unless you're watching gay porn. Girls are like the main.
Never done that. Okay.
I feel like every porn guy is like so fit and so like healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It always tastes pretty good. Yeah. The texture, again, also is different depending on your diet and how healthy.
Well,
you
it's
are.
Protein, right? It's a protein shake. Mm-hmm. You know, put it in your yogurt.
It is yogurt.
Cut or uncut?
Depends if it's anal. If it's anal, uncut. If it's not anal, I can go with or without the foreskin.
Oh, you don't get freaked out if like a European gentleman, you know?
No. I call them uncut gems.
Oh my God. Uncut gems. Okay. Well, damn. I might eat nothing but 7-Eleven for the next week.
See what happens.
See what comes out of my body. Those taquitos at 3 a.m. Jesus Christ. Last question, since we are a little over, but whatever. Let's keep it lighthearted with the last question. Is it true that your dad went to jail for hacking the IRS?
Yes. I can send
what
you
happened
the,
with that?
I can send you the article after this. Say it to you, not they don't need to know about it, but he, funny too, because it's tax season. I've had him explain it a few times. I'm still not quite sure because I don't know bonds and.
Okay.
He's like a, but he's like a tech. He's a techie guy. He's a hacker. He built computers when I was little. He's also like kind of a conspiracy theorist. So what is he doing? It was like, he was teaching something called creditors and commerce. And then I think he made a software or was making fake bonds, but they were like going through and people's like mortgages were paid off.
He was Robin Hood.
He was.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm gonna make t-shirts with your dad's face on it if he's still alive, of course. Great man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you would like to say or promote to the wonderful people of the internet?
Follow me on OnlyFans at Lumi Ray, all one word. You'll find my Instagram and Twitter, but the OnlyFans I feel like is a little harder for people to find for some reason. But
Awesome. Well, guys, make sure that if you're going to visit her Twitter, do not do it at work. I am now on unemployment. But everyone, this has been the granola superstar, Lumi Ray, top three Americans of all time on the Quarter Life podcast, where we talk about news, booze, and Tom Cruise. Go ahead and check her out. Leave us a like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.
Awesome.